On the show today, we have Franklin Madison's very own Robert Dudasek talking about the company's recent transition from Affinion Group to Franklin Madison, and also some of its recent partnerships, future plans, and addressing industry trends. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Franklin Madison's very own Robert Dudasek. Robert, how are you, sir?
Doing great today, Mike. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Hey, you guys have had some pretty exciting times the last few months, well, 6 months or so, particularly last fall when you guys officially became Franklin Madison. So tell me a little bit more about the transition and all this excitement that's going on in your neck of the woods.
Certainly. 2018 was by far one of the most transformative years for us, and very exciting things happening. In August of last year, we completed the separation from our parent company, Affinion, and became an independent company. We're really pleased. We have Mill Point Capital as our primary investor. They understand the business well. They're excited about the growth opportunities. And they're really giving us a lot of opportunity to invest in those growth opportunities for the business going forward. I have to say, for me personally, it's very exciting because we get to capture those growth opportunities, make those additional investments. We're really doing it with continuity of the same great people, the same great commitment to the markets, the same great talents that got us to this place in the first place. So it's really, really exciting time.
And speaking of everything brand new, you have a new branding. I mean, you got the logo right there behind you, which I love the simplicity of it, but it really stands out as well. So tell me a little bit about the story behind the logo, because it's, again, it's very simple, but yet it makes a statement and it stands out very well. Those are the kind of logos that I really like. They're ones that are kind of super simple, but they really make a statement at the same time.
Thanks. And I have to say, it was probably the hardest part of the transition. I mean, there's all these things you have to do, but you have to make the name right because it's going to stick with you for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So I have sleepless nights over the name and logo, I think, than anything else. But I'm really pleased what we came up with, not only because it's reflective of our business, but our team members are really excited about it and feel pride in that name as well. So a lot went into it. So Franklin Madison is representative of both the future as well as the past of our company.
Okay.
Franklin, of course, we're based here in Franklin, Tennessee. But also it's a little bit of a nod to Benjamin Franklin. He was the country's first postmaster.
Yep.
He was a printer. He was an inventor and an innovator. And I think that represents our company and the innovation that we bring. The Madison side is the historical part. This company was founded over 45 years ago as Madison Financial. Some people knew it as FiSci Madison. And so I like the combination of Franklin and Madison together. We remember where we came from in the history of this company and the foundation that made us great, but we have this view to the future and the innovation for it. And the logo has a lot packed into it as well.
Yeah,
it looks
I can
very
see.
Simple. But, you know, first you can see that we took the F and the M from Franklin Madison and incorporated it in there and very cleverly into really a moniker of an envelope. And it represents both a traditional direct mail envelope as well as an icon that we'd use for email marketing. So it represents both our online and offline, our traditional and digital type marketing. And the last piece around it is the circle around it, which was very deliberate. One of the hallmarks of our business is the continuous improvement. And that represents the continuity of testing and learning and working with our credit union clients to continue to deliver new and exciting innovations for their members. So a lot packed into that.
There is. Yeah. But I like the simplicity of it. It's not, I mean, because some logos, they go way overboard with all sorts of colors and all sorts of stuff going on. But I think you guys nailed it on that logo. So very done on that. And obviously well done on everything else so far as well. So now that you guys are a standalone company, what's next for you? What's next for you in 2019? Should we narrow it down here?
Sure. Yeah, lots of exciting things in 2019, as you would imagine. We're going to be increasing the investments that we make in the markets that we serve, in particular in the credit union market. I think that's going to show up in a number of different ways. First of all, we'll have expanded presence in both the digital and direct mail space. So you'll see a lot more marketing that's happening across both of those platforms. Okay. Historically, we've been a great product innovator. Over the last couple of years, we've had really good cadence of new products coming out. We'll be accelerating that this year. So there'll be a lot of announcements coming out on new products. And we're being responsive to what our credit union clients have said they want, particularly in the property casualty space. We'll continue our work with the InsurTech and the FinTech firms. There were some recent announcements about our partnerships with Ethos Life and Sirius America that'll help drive some of our new product development. And last but not least, we always focus on improving the credit union member experience. Mm-hmm. And we're making some meaningful investments this year on that as well.
Very cool. We're going to be talking, we're going to be going to the GAC actually next week, and we'll be talking about the member experience. Is kind of, might be 2019's buzzword. You know, the past few years there's Omni experience and, you know, oh yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. So yeah, member experience is huge, especially with the bar raising so high from Amazon and Uber and all this Airbnb. I mean, that's what consumers are expecting now. And so the credit union's got to do the same thing, right?
Exactly. The member expectations certainly are higher based mm-hmm. on all those sort of retail experiences right. that they have.
Indeed. Yeah. So anything specific on the product front you want to share with us?
I think the one that I do want to share is our partnership with Ethos Life okay. that we announced in January. It's a really an innovative, fully underwritten life insurance platform. And what I like about this platform, most of the digital platforms that we've looked at for life insurance basically take the old paper-based process and put it online. And this fully underwritten term life program was built from the ground up, trying to create a better member experience, try to make it less insurance-like mm-hmm. and make it more, like you said, more like a retail experience, yep. asking normal questions versus technical questions. And so we're really excited about including that in our life insurance platform and rolling that out to credit unions this year. I will say we've got a whole bunch of things that are coming up as well. And my best advice is, set your Google alerts to Franklin Madison.
We will be sitting on pins and needles, Robert, waiting for these announcements. Because you guys are like have so much momentum from the name change, the brand change from last mm-hmm. year and all the news that you guys have been making last fall and coming into this year. It sounds like you guys are just taking that ball and running with it.
It's a great pace that we're on. We love the momentum, and the market response has been incredible. So it's a great position to be in. Sure.
Indeed. And speaking of market, shifting to the market in general, what are you seeing with your credit union partners these days? What's going on out there that you guys are seeing?
Sure. We actually had a number of our credit union clients in here in Franklin for a listening session here a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the topic of financial health and financial well-being is still top of mind for credit unions. Thinking about how they can educate their members and then, deliver products and services that fit into that financial wellness space. And of course, our part of it is we believe insurance is foundational to financial well-being. And so we're partnering with credit unions to make sure that we're making products easily accessible, easy to understand, affordable, the life insurance solution that I mentioned being, kind of one of those key initiatives. Yeah. So I think that's still a hot button for everyone.
Yeah, no doubt. What else are you guys seeing in the marketplace these days? Because I know there's so many hot topics for credit unions right now. It's like, it's so hard to pin them down. Do you have a few that you want to point out real quick?
I think, big data and analytics, it's sort of like a member experience. I think you're going to see those two merge at some point, probably. Mm-hmm. But a lot of interest in big data and analytics. And we think about how things have evolved over the last couple of years, just the capabilities and accessibility of that for credit unions. It's been really transformative. If I can give a plug, I learned a lot about big data and analytics, not only from our partners, but attending the ACTSFE conference.
Oh, yeah.
In Minneapolis. So that's held every June there. And really, it's a big two-day geek session.
I was there last year. I loved it.
I learned so much. I walk away with notebooks full of information. I learned so much from it. We're sometimes speaker, but we're always there attending as well. And it's just a really great way to immerse yourself for a couple of days and understand mm-hmm. what's even possible out in the marketplace. And I have to say, the good thing in June in Minneapolis is there's only a small chance of snow there.
Exactly. Just a small
pretty
one.
Pretty good shape for it. Yeah.
And yeah, got that right for sure. Any other partnership news you want to talk about as well before we wrap up?
Well, I did mention Sirius America. Mm-hmm. We're excited to bring them on as a new underwriter for us as well. I think that's going to give us a lot of flexibility for new product and allow us to be more responsive to the marketplace. Other than that, as I said, we stay tuned. We probably have a few more press releases coming out here in the near future.
So. Sounds good, Robert. Well, look forward to it. Any final words of wisdom to wrap up here, Robert? This has been good stuff for sure. And obviously, you guys are operating at 6,000 RPM right now. So good on you for that. So this is really good news for you guys.
It's really a fantastic pace, and I have to say the name change everything has been really motivating for our team, and we're really appreciative of. The responsiveness to the market and the acceptance of the new name for really the capabilities that we've proven yep. in the market before.
Indeed. So. Great message to end on. Robert, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work, okay?
Great. Thanks for the time, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome.